You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
The Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental, sex-positive, pro-choice, queer-positive, non-heteronormative, and feminist information and referral service for questions regarding sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We also offer the sale of at-cost safer sex products and toys. Our center is staffed by trained volunteers who are knowledgeable about the products we sell and respond to client inquiries made in person or by telephone. We are hosting sex trivia at Queen's Pub on October 23rd.
Hey everyone, the name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
I am Damien from Effed Up.
And I am Jonah from
Stop! And you are listening to
CFRC Kingston,
where rock and roll lives.
Good morning. We are here on CFRC. Cindy, the Indie Wake Up Call intro is not in the files anymore.
I feel like we need Chance again.
Yeah.
He'll help us.
Yeah, he'll find it. He finds all that's lost.
I think people know this is the Indie Wake Up Call. We're coming live from Carruthers Hall, doing our thing. Millie.
Hello.
How was reading week?
It was really good. I had a lot of fun. I had fun seeing my family, went back to New York.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. How was last week?
We went to some shows. Mm-hmm. We went to different shows, though.
Yeah, I actually ran into someone at homecoming who was asking if you were around on the weekend.
Oh, man. I am homecoming people now. Yes, yeah. I am. Do you remember who they were?
She didn't give a name, but she was very excited. But I accidentally sent her to Sloan on the wrong day.
Oh, no. Sloan, as we know, it was like a 5 p.m. door.
Yeah.
Massive line because it was sold out, like upper, lower decks of the alehouse, packed at 6 p.m. Everyone drinking tons of alcohol and beer and having a good time like it was 1996, whatever. Or 95. That was the year. Like there were tons of 95 jackets in there, whatever.
Right.
It was fantastic. And then by 8 o'clock, the house lights went on. The music stopped and we all had to get out.
Oh,
and I predicted that.
Yeah.
And so then we kept going out and I saw the line at the alehouse like an hour later, a new line down the street.
Yeah.
It was all the Youngs and it was so good. And it was just a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
How were your shows?
I didn't get to go.
Okay, no problem. Well, I went to Wilderness. We all cried.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I saw so many beautiful photos.
Oh, it was
Wilderness.
So beautiful. We hung on every word. That was a great show. But speaking of shows, I just want to just... Lauryn Hill has announced an artist in residency tour for 8 different Canadian cities. Don't do it. Remember I told you about Lauryn Hill? Like, she's mm-hmm. doing this, and she's doing it in Canada to taunt me, and I'm not going to fall for it. and exclaim, they say. She has built a reputation for canceling shows and was recently sued by the Fugees over their reunion tour's cancellation and being late to most of her concerts. So, anyway, speaking of live shows, I'm happy that Rush has added a Montreal date. I think I'm going to hit that. I think I'm going to hit that
absolutely.
One. So excited. I'm on the pre-sale for that. We'll see what happens. I don't want to spend $1,000.
Yeah,
that's I don't fair. Know. Anyway, that's my blah for this morning. How are you guys doing?
I really wanted to play the new Peaches today, but it has a profanity.
pretty quickly into the song. But I was very excited to see that she's got new music out.
I've never seen her. I love Peaches so much.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a show.
Oh, yeah. Millie, do you know who Peaches is?
I do not.
We're going to show you some videos, girl. Your life's going to change.
I'm excited.
Okay, good. And what else we got coming up for the show?
Go ahead.
We have a lot of new stuff. We got some Blood Orange, Sam Fender, Soren, Kim Petras. All right.
Kim Petras, yes. Kim Petras put out a full Halloween album a few years ago, so she's going to be there. And Sam Fender won the Mercury Prize this week. Mm. Why I threw him on for that album and the song on that album. Yeah, he won the Mercury Prize.
Amazing. And if people are tuning in because they were at our table in Matt Corey yesterday, I gathered a bunch of song requests. So in the second hour today, you can lie back down a little bit, rest your weary eyes. I'll be playing some of those song requests and some of the shout outs that we got from the table.
I was thinking I want to do this for Valentine's Day, guys. It's in my head. Like, we have to do some love requests and do a full Valentine's request show. That's February. That's a long time from now. Lots of other things going on this weekend. We'll keep you posted on, but it's good to have the crew back.
Yeah.
All right.
star. Saw it in some words I read. Saw it as the world round you went red. Read it in a book. Star. They can't see the twisted arms. Like they see all the stars spring from your hand. You can name the band. Whatever you want, I actually do not care.
Here we are just reminiscing about homecoming that was and Fohoco that is to come. Millie, are you taking part in Fohoco?
I am. I'm excited. I don't plan on doing anything too crazy, but I was not here for homecoming, as I usually am not. So I'm excited to celebrate Queens, nice. Show some pride for my school.
There's a lot of Halloween-y events going on this weekend, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. There is a dress-up Rocky Horror Picture Show at the screening room that's become a tradition.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so exciting.
So I didn't go last year, which is, I think, one of the few times I haven't been to the screening room for that. So might check that out. There's also the creepy doll exhibit.
What is that? I saw that.
Yeah.
So it is a traveling exhibit, apparently, from Peterborough, Ontario, of a bunch of dolls with suspicious backstories.
Okay.
And they're taking over the broom factory on Friday and Saturday night. So I'm going to be out of town on Friday for the Town of Hardcore show, which I'm very excited about in Toronto, but making it back on Saturday so I can check that out and get my nerdy spooky.
What do you dress up as? Like, is there a character from the movie?
For the creepy doll thing?
Oh, or? Wait, no, you're going creepy doll. You're not doing Rocky Horror.
No.
All right, dress up for creepy doll.
Yeah, I could. I was actually Baby Jane Hudson one year.
Oh, nice.
With the, like, 4 foot or no, maybe 3 foot, like, porcelain doll that I carried around all night. I don't know where that doll went.
Maybe it's went off exhibit. Into the night.
Yes,
as Halloween parties are. Yeah. So yeah, Millie, you got to get your FOCO going, and then you've got to get Halloween all set up.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
Did you read at all during reading week?
I tried. I really did.
It's hard.
Maybe for like total of like 45 minutes.
Okay. But
I was so tired. I mostly slept.
That's,
I hibernated.
That's good. Sleep that's so important. Good.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, I'm out of here for the rest of the morning. You guys have the show, and I'm excited to just be listening and enjoying it. But we've got more to talk about, more things coming up this weekend, and maybe some FOCO tips, guys. Give some people some FOCO tips. It's for people's first FOCO. Absolutely. And I think, Millie, I'm very happy that you're not hosting. Like, I think that's maybe my number one tip.
Yeah.
It's like, get the GoFundMe going now, if you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, maybe don't host, but people do.
Be the
do.
Life of the party, but not the location of the party.
Yeah. Yes, but we do love the people that do that too, so it's conflicting. Like, it really is. But yeah, you're not hosting, are you?
Absolutely not, no. Okay. My tiny little apartment, I don't think I could fit more than 10 people in there.
Well, let's see how that works out for you. All right. Okay, who do we have coming up next?
You put on some Sam Fender with People Watching. I've added a couple new tunes from Pillow Fight and Tia Wood with Laundromats and Sage My Soul and 555 from Soren, which is a catchy little tune.
Yeah.
So, what about you? Millie's adding some tunes as well.
Yeah, we have some 5 Seconds of Summer, some Living Hour, some Clothesline from Hell, some Suki Waterhouse. I'm very excited for it. That's really good. Oh, and new Lucy Dacus, guys.
Wonderful. Really okay, good. Good shows, guys. All right. And again, next week, it's all spooky.
So
we're doing
spooky.
Some Halloween spooky sounds, and I've been trying to restrain myself not taking over the playlist. I'm not doing a good job. Millie, add some songs, Millie.
I'm working on it. I have some ideas.
I feel like I've been doing the same thing because I could easily, like, dominate that playlist, but
I've been trying to anticipate what you might put on it too. Like, there's no Ministry or Bauhaus on that playlist, but let's see. I want to see what Millie puts on there.
Yeah.
All right. There's space for you, Millie. So anyway, next week, all spooky, and we'll talk about our favorite candy too. Maybe, I don't know.
Beautiful.
All right. Let's play some music. We'll be right back.
Smoked out a pill and packed my stuff to learn to love. Every part of you to sage my soul. Could have took it farther, missed my mama and my father. That'll take me home.
Go down. That's why your body go. Came for the like yours, but I can't be. Slide my way, you know I can be your cameo, just like candy. I can't eat, I can't deny. Slim with it, but it's so curvy. I ain't saying nothing yet, but they hurt me. Yeah, they hurt me, yeah, they hurt me. Everybody here want tea. Can't be giving out the recipe to everybody I see, to everybody that pray. Section full of baddies. We just wanna have fun with a mother, no one. Nobody better than we, nobody better than we. If you came out tonight for the time of your life,
that's why your body go down. That's why your body go down. That's why your body go.
Care for the vibe and the feeling is right.
That's why your body go down. That's why your body go down. That's why your body go.
So, Millie, this is a new discovery for you, this song that we just heard and the artist that we just heard. You want to talk about who that was?
Ruel, Rule? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce that. I'm going to go with Rule. R-U-E-L, but he is from Australia. A friend of mine went to his meet and greet in Chicago the other day, and I actually had no idea who he was prior to that, but he has just released a new album, Kicking My Feet, and it's pretty good. I would definitely recommend it.
Nice. Very catchy. Before that, we had Body Go with Molly and Tyla. Yeah, which was a really kind of fun tune. I feel like we just had a very mellow start to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call for your Thursday morning here on CFRC 101.9. Cindy had to go, but Ara and Millie are still here.
Whoa.
Spinning some tunes. I think this next set is all you, Millie.
Yeah, I added a bunch yesterday.
Yeah. So yeah, we've teased the Sicky Waterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some Haim in there. Haven't heard them in a while.
Yep.
Some new 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yep. They're slowly, I think this is their second single they've released for their upcoming album.
Nice. I love the like slow teases sometimes.
Yeah, I know. It's enjoyable. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan of 5 Seconds of Summer. Happened for a while. This album's a little bit of a they're trying to do a throwback to their older sound. I don't know if they're doing it 100% of the way that some of their fans would have enjoyed, but it's pretty good. But yeah, we have some Laundry Day, new Lucy Dacus, I said that earlier, very excited. Some new Delwater Gap, Supermodel. Gigi Perez, yeah, we've got some hits.
Nice. And just a reminder too that if you were at the table yesterday that we had in Matt Corey, we were taking song requests there. So near the end of the show, in the second hour, you're going to be hearing your requests. We'll do some shout outs. More opportunities are going to be coming up for that. We've got another table next week in the ARC. And then our big event is going to be Halloween in Van Rie. Going to be spending a few hours there taking requests, playing music over the lunch hour, the late lunch hour,
beautiful,
the early lunch hour. So get in there, get your requests, get excited. Might have some more giveaways. Millie is the queen of the giveaways.
Yep.
Giving the people what they want.
Absolutely. I love it. And next week we have Battle of the Bands coming up, which I'm also tuning for that. That's gonna be fun.
Awesome. And you're gonna cover that for us?
I think so. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think there's some cool people, and I can't wait to hear what they have to say.
Awesome. So we'll stay tuned for that. And let's get back into it now with
5 Seconds of Summer, their new song, Boy Band.
Yeah. harder than it looks. I hold out rocks for you to take a look at them. I like to think of everyone's names floating.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming. Yeah.